We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we were up to the laws of sacrifices. So there's a biblical mitzvah to bring a korban ola, a sacrifice that gets totally consumed. And there's a biblical prohibition from eating any of the meat of the ola sacrifice. So there's another biblical prohibition called me'ilah, which is that the Torah says once you've designated something for the temple, you may not derive benefit from it. You can't eat it, you can't derive other benefits from it. Once something has been dedicated, so then, so to speak, it's set off for the temple and a person may not derive benefit from it. We have a mitzvah to bring a chata sacrifice in the order that the Torah describes. That's a sacrifice that atones for a sin. And there's a prohibition from eating from the chata whose meat was brought inside. The Torah says once the chata's meat was brought inside, into the temple, so then you may not eat from it once the blood was sprinkled on the altar. The Kohanim eat from it, but we do not. A person who sinned does not go and eat from the sacrifice atoning for his own sin. When the chatas is offered, sometimes there's a bird that's offered, and the Torah says that when that bird is offered, so the way we slaughter is that we do not completely sever the head from the body of the bird. Meaning, although we do slaughter it, but the Torah prohibits a complete severance of the head from the body. We'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next week.
Why does it do that, though?
I don't know.